Yo, you already know what it is, your boy with Beans. You're now listening to Spark of Peter. Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy Bands back again with another episode of Spark Up PVD. What's going on?
Regina, are you dancing to the music in your head right now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What you dancing to?
Drake.
What song by Drake?
No.
I don't even know what song it is.
We'll save it for last.
Okay, okay.
That's
my bad. How's everybody
doing? We're doing great. It's a rainy day, but we're doing good. We're here. We're alive. And we're recording. Mm. So we're doing well. Also, shout out to B. It was her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, manager. B.
AKA our mess organizer. Look at her. She got the camera
ID.
We forgot her birthday, and I'm not ashamed to say it because we love her regardless.
Only we knew that, and now everybody knows.
Well, there it is. I like to live in my truth.
You know what? You can do that by yourself.
Wow. Okay, so
What's popping?
I have a question for us.
Is it a bone to pick?
No, it's not a bone to pick. Okay. I don't have the hands.
So I just wasn't sure. Because sometimes the hands come after.
Calm down, okay? All right, so the question is, if you could give your younger self advice, what would it be?
Bitch. First of all, I'll just start. I would tell my younger self that... Take this one.
Take the floor.
I'm on standby.
Honestly, all I would say to my younger self is stack up this cash and build my credit.
Facts only.
You know what I mean? Because credit is very important. And, you know, now that I know about credit, like, I'm able to say that credit is king, not cash. Facts. Today. You know what I mean? So if your credit score is really low, fix it. And that's not only advice to my younger self. That's advice for all of y'all listeners. Fix your credit.
That's true. I would tell my younger self to not worry so much about being liked, because in the grand scheme of things, you wanted to be like people who wanted to be like you. That's what I would tell her. Because I feel like when I was younger, I didn't care what people thought, to a point where I was like, I have to do certain things for people to like me. But, you know, high school, you want to be liked, mm-hmm. because that's the thing. Mm-hmm. But I came out of that real quick while I was still in high school and going to college, and I was like, I don't got time for this. I'm gonna do me, and the people that are supposed to be around me will be around me, and the people that ain't won't. And that was it.
All right. What would I tell my younger self? My gosh. My younger self was a hot ass mess. Where do I begin?
Weren't we all though?
No, but I was a hot ass mess. Like blazing. Ugh. Like, fire crotch. I would tell not in that way, because I know you want to do your plug-in.
Tell us. girl, I cannot.
All right. I would tell my younger self to focus on yourself, because I was here and there and not really here. You know what I mean? I was going out and I was chasing the boy and I was doing this and I was doing that, but I wasn't like trying to find what I like, or I think I knew what I liked, but I ignored it to be like in the moment and be lit and be or turned up, because that was the term. So yeah, I would tell myself to focus, because had I focused then, I'd be so much further there now in life. So I'm playing catch up with myself, which is like kind of hard when you're older, especially having a kid. So
as many of us are playing catch up with ourselves, but
are we playing catch up, or are we right where we're supposed to be, right on time?
I don't know if I believe that. I feel like I missed a lot of things that I could have been doing right, like writing for the school paper, or like finishing school on time and then having my full 20s.
But your experiences is what's gonna make your
my
writing
experiences
more
are lame.
Listen, nobody likes a glory kid, even though people are like, oh, nobody cares about the person who lived through nothing. Because then when you get to wherever you're going, you're going to look back, and what story do you have to tell? What is your acceptance speech going to be?
Yeah, but I don't want to go back in my life and tell the stories that I have to tell. Like, the stories that I have are not good stories. They're not like experiences where I could look back and like, wow, that was fun. They're like experiences that I was like, wow, that was wild.
Hey, man. Youth. Growth.
Dumb and young. Young, dumb, and broke.
Listen.
All right.
That's what the saying is,
no,
right?
It's not. It's
I would tell my younger self to...
Dumb, young, and full of cum.
Thank you. What? Excuse me?
That's not the saying.
No, that's...
That's a real saying, though, right?
I don't...
That's like a remixed saying. It's really
that
just...
That is the saying from the hood.
But yeah, that's fine.
I cannot.
I mean, it is a saying, though.
Do you want to plug in after that?
Yo, wrap it up, for real. Giving everybody advice.
Was your younger self out here humping a bump and roll?
No, I knew to wrap my weenie up.
Weenie.
What is it? Shout out to Weenie Pablo. Is it Weenie Pablo? Peenie Pablo.
Peenie Pablo. Ooh, that's a throwback.
AKA Cooch.
If you don't know Peenie Pablo, that means you haven't been listening long enough.
That was episode 32. I know that one exactly because I was listening to it the other day.
Peenie Pablo.
Yes, Peenie Pablo. All right, moving forward. So, Cardi B is back on the streets, and she's back on the streets, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, we need to stop messing with Cardi B, because obviously she's about that life. We seen her do it with Nicki Minaj.
Didn't we know that she was about that life already?
Yeah, but, like, now she's in the limelight, so now it's, like, gonna be a thing. Okay, so Cardi B, you know, obviously the whole thing happening with Nicki Minaj and Raleigh recently. Or yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever this drops, it'll be a while back. Cardi B turned herself in for a lawsuit that's being filed against her for an assault in the strip club. So supposedly she was beating on some bitches at the strip club. And let me tell you, the fit in the wig, I know that's irrelevant, but she was looking A1 sauce at this court.
Put it this way, if I was Offset, we're having kids right there after she gets out that precinct.
Now, she's wild. I have a question because Regina wasn't here when we talked about, I think that was on the wrap up actually, where we talked about Nicki Minaj versus Cardi B. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Cardi B is wrong for, like, being human? Do you think she should change?
What do you mean being human?
Like, because, you know, people are like, oh, well, she's famous now. Like, she is still human and she's going to pull up on you.
Think that pulling up is not being human. I think that's an outward expression of anger. That's not healthy. That's just me speaking from a philosophical point of view. You feel me? Let Rev Reg take you to church real quick.
Okay.
Sit in these pews, pass around the collection plate.
We need an
plate
organ in the background.
And get your little life. Because I'm here to let y'all know that Cardi B is not being human because she's pulling up on people and fighting with them. She's being outrageous. Let's call it what it is. Mm-hmm. Now, if you saw your child or someone that you know closely out in these streets going head up with girls all the time, you're going to be like, girl, you're angry and you're out of control and what's going on. And that's no different. Like,
but can you blame her?
I mean,
no, I'm not saying that people are not provoking her, but you don't have to run to the call of your enemies all the time. You look crazy out here, always going head up with girls that
don't even really
that are relevant to your success. You got other things to do.
Let me budge in right here.
All right.
But let's say they've been testing her. You know what I mean? Have so much.
She's pulling up either way. It don't matter what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's to the point where you're going to court over it, Cardi. That's your money you're paying for that, for them court fees. Them girls are not coming in there and paying for that.
Hey, listen, with the amount of money that she has, is she got to smack a bitch?
In the hood, that flies, because y'all both don't got no money. Nobody's going to court after a fight. But in your world...
Right. That's an easy check for the other party.
In your world, all they have to say is, Cardi hit me. That's a lawsuit. You're paying them money. You're paying court fees. You're doing all this unnecessary stuff. Okay. Like, come on now.
I have the full alleged story here. It says that late last month, the Bronx superstar was accused of ordering an attack on two bartenders at Angel's Strip Club. Though the two bartenders claim to have a long-standing beef with the rap star over allegations of relations with Offset, sources close to Cardi say the fight was spontaneous, and then later says that the attack occurred only after someone threw a drink. Nevertheless, Cardi will likely to be hit with two misdemeanors, including reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. So this is over Mr. Set. Now I'm upset because you're fighting over...
I'm upset.
Ooh, hey. Wow. She's fighting over niggas that come by the dozen. You feel me? Like, I get it. This is your husband. But, like, come on.
But allegedly, she was provoked. They threw a drink on her.
Okay, but I ain't got no time to chill. Got to pay my mama's bills. But you got time to fight?
Listen.
Who's getting paid for that?
Nobody.
Hey.
Now it's coming out of her pocket because she got to pay for court.
It is, most likely. But at that point...
How many fights, though?
Yeah, but
how many fights are you gonna get into?
If somebody throws a drink on you, you're just gonna, oh, I don't wanna fight.
Listen.
Also, she's young and dumb and from the hood.
Listen. Don't talk about a tussle because
Talk about it. Let's hear it. Let's talk about it. What's up?
I have to peel these off because Reg is about to talk about her time around the way, you heard.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, girls are trying me. Like, I know what time it is. And, like, girls have put their hands on me. And I'm not no punk. I'm petite. So people take, like, me for granted. You feel me? But I don't, like, play them games. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. I understand if, like, girls really pulled up on Cardi and was, like, physically coming like, at her. And she has to defend herself. But, like, to what point do you say, okay, I have fought enough raggedy bitches. Excuse my language, children. But I have fought enough people. Like, I'm tired of fighting. Like, I feel like every time I hear about Cardi these days, she's fighting. And it's like, really, Cardi, is this what you want to be known for? You have so many young fans, and they're going to go out there and think, okay, if a girl wants smoke with me, then it's on. Like, come on.
If you throw a drink at me, it has to go down.
That's what I'm saying. But there's a difference between self-defense and just pulling up to pull up.
At that point, that's what happened, allegedly. Yeah, asking for it.
You know what, though? I think.
And you know what I mean? Before you say that, I think this is the double standard everybody's saying, oh, Cardi B. But when it's like a guy fight, nobody really says nothing. Oh, they fought.
Yeah, because women are supposed to be classy.
No,
and like
you know what I mean? Do your thing. If somebody...
Do your thing.
No, seriously. If somebody's testing you and you had it up to, you know what I mean?
Here or there or
everywhere,
how
whatever.
Many fights,
you know what I mean?
Is what I'm saying.
Here's my thing, though. I think you hit it on the nail. She's angry. She's been, you know, hit with a lot of backlash ever since she started. People are making fun of her accent. Mm-hmm. People are questioning her intelligence because of her accent. People are questioning her success. People are saying that she's just a stripper. You know, people are saying a lot of things about her. And I can understand why she's so angry. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you have the biggest rapper, the biggest female rapper we can say of our time. When I say our time, I mean like in recent years. Mm-hmm. Is picking on you and doesn't want to see you succeed and is literally doing things to stop your success. Like telling people you better not fuck with her. You better not. Like, you know what I mean? Like that builds up anger. And I think from I don't know her personally, but from following her that she has been pretty patient. Mm. She hasn't responded. She hasn't clapped back. I mean, she claps back in comments, but like, I feel like this is like a breaking point. I feel like she's saying like, I'm fed up. And I feel like she feels like she has to make a point. Like I will pull up on these hoes. And maybe, just maybe, if she does that, people will stop fucking with her. But basically what I'm trying to say is that when you stand up for yourself, people will take note of that. And they will be like, okay, we can't bully her. We can't mess with her because she's tough. She's going to stand up for herself.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't fault Cardi for wanting to defend herself with girls she's had beef with since forever. Because it seems like she has this continuous beef with whoever this girl is or group of people are. What I'm saying is, how many fights are you willing to get into before the beef is dead? Because beef never just dies because y'all get into a fight. It's beef forever. So how many fights?
Or maybe she should just stop chilling in these places. Like, she needs to stop going back. I know she wants to be humble and, like, be the same, and she is still of the people. But, unfortunately, she's at a level where she has too much to lose.
And we, as her, like, fans, we can't encourage and enable that. Like, yeah, Cardi, you should be able to go back to your neighborhood, and nobody's about to be talking to you crazy. You need to stand up for yourself because you're in New York till you die. But at the same time, you'll never progress holding on to who you once were. You being angry and fighting is not Cardi. It's not you. That doesn't have to define you. You don't have to be this girl. Of course, always defend yourself, but think That's about like, you. Like, think about your child. Think about, like, your life.
I was going to say that.
You're not coming from the same place. Like, you come from this place, but you're not the same as the people that have this beef with you. They have beef with you because you're growing and glowing. The beef they have with you, like, when you really sit down and look at it, you're going to be like, this is ridiculous.
The beef that they have with her is really the beef that they have with themselves. They're still in the same place, doing the same thing, getting the same money, and Cardi is out here getting it. And she needs to take, you know, this with a grain of salt and say, okay, I turn myself in, but I have to turn a new leaf. Either I gotta change my surroundings or I have to change the people I'm chilling with, because this can't happen anymore. She's gonna be her own downfall.
That's what happens when you have favor over your life. Oof. Listen, pass around this collection plate because I'm about to give y'all some. You know why? Because this is when you have favor over your life. They didn't say the weapons wouldn't form. They just said they wouldn't prosper, sis. These people still going to come after you. Yes, it does not matter what you do. Everybody has enemies. But you can't let your enemies be a mirror of you. That's, I feel like that's what she's doing. You're fighting these girls and everybody's looking at you like, Cardi, like, what's going on? You're hanging with the likes of P. Diddy and Beyonce. You can't be hanging with the likes of P. Diddy and Beyonce out here scrapping and tussling with that's these girls in New York.
She's 25. Let's not forget that. So and she feels still, like she's still young. She's a probably young not thinking.
No, she feels like a young thing.
Yeah, she is a young thing.
It's still head up or shut up for her in her mind.
She has to think about it in the long run. You know,
she's probably trying to think about it in the long run, and these women just keep, or men, or a group of people, just keep trying her. And
but she can't be out here fighting over Mr. Set. That's not right. You think that's right?
I mean, fighting over men, period.
That's her husband, you know what I mean? So if she wants to fight for her husband, I can't even talk. Let her be.
All I'm saying is she feels like
she needs to fight somebody to let
if
him
you
know
love your husband and your husband loves you, he wouldn't even let you be out here doing that.
Yeah, that's mad wild. He's a hot mess, she's a hot mess, and together they will be a hot mess and they will ruin their careers.
I'm still team Cardi all the way, so.
I am too.
No, I'm always rooting for Cardi, but.
Also, she got a stinky little track she played on Instagram. I'm going to need her to drop that and forget all these little hussies. And stop fighting and drop the music. We want to hear the music, sis.
It only takes one good claw at the face to ruin your moneymaker. And bruh. It only takes one gunshot to end your life. That's all bruh. I'm saying. And
that's
now
mad
it's
scary.
Now it's the late Cardi B. She needs to stop playing these games. You know New York is a different place.
Anywhere, really.
True that.
True.
You know, I think she also thinks
but,
like...
But vice versa, too. The people testing her need also need to know
their
that.
Safety. Yeah. Exactly. It's both ways. It's a dangerous thing. It's all unnecessary. It's
and,
not worth
and
it.
Another thing is, before we close out this, you can't be an aggressor to somebody and force somebody to do something to you. And when they do something to you, you're running to the law.
Yes, she put rats on her Insta story. She put like mad rat emojis.
You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing. If you're out here living that life, live that life. But don't be out here calling law enforcement after or trying to get
exactly.
a check.
Yeah, but that's what let's it is. Keep they're it, trying to get a check.
Let's keep it all the way funky. If Cardi was a regular chick from down the street, y'all wouldn't be chasing this check.
Which she kind of really still is. Because look at how she's acting. Yeah. She's too grown to be fighting at the end of the day. Too successful, too beautiful.
I mean,
and just dead it. So there it is. We wish Cardi the best per use. Mm-hmm. I feel like we talk about Cardi all the time. My goodness. What a way to be relevant, huh?
She's our peer.
Is she?
She's our age, so yes.
Oh, wow. Damn, that's crazy. She looks old. She needs to slow down in life. She's looking too old.
She doesn't look old. She's just always made up. When her, she's natural, she looks young.
She does not look 25.
Not in the body.
Not in the face.
But also, what does 25 look like?
Look at me. Youthful. Hello. Look at this skin. You see this skin?
Okay, you're full of yourself.
All
right,
so let me plug this in real quick. I know, like, some people have been, like, talking about how clear my skin is. I'm going to plug in Delmini's face scrub. Shout out to Delmini, who has a face scrub that's made with coffee grinds and some other goodness that she has. I just ran out, too, so I'm going to need a bottle with a homegrown discount because I just gave you a free sponsorship. Just saying. You can send that to me.
Discount.
Hey, man. I'm a person of the people, and the people need to give me what I give them, and that's love, and that's a discount at the same time.
All right.
So there's that.
She's going to hand you some coffee grounds.
No,
and be
I
like,
need...
there it is.
Make it yourself. No, but seriously, hit up Hair by Delmini and hit her up and ask her about it. It's really good. I use it and it lasts me a while. So, and I need more because I just ran out. But that's how I keep my face youthful. So Cardi needs to hit me up and get some of this. This is 25. You see this face? This is 25. Okay? All right, moving on.
Wow.
All right, so today's topic is introvert and extrovert personalities. Now, we tried taking these quizzes, and the quizzes was a dub.
It was janky.
It was terrible.
But I think we can all go based off, you know, common knowledge and the definition of an introvert and an extrovert.
What is an introvert and an extrovert?
So,
for those that don't know.
An introvert is a person who likes to spend time with themselves, who is more of an inward person. And an extrovert is the opposite. Someone who's outward and likes to be around people and is stimulated by other people's energy.
I'll tell you what I am. I'm both, honestly. Like,
I knew you were
going
to say that.
I could pull in from people's energy. I am energy-based. So, like, you know what I mean? Energy does feed me to a certain extent, but then I need me time.
I
if I don't got me
time,
thing. Like, you know what I mean? I always was that kid that got to do whatever he wanted to do. Like, my mom did not tell me, oh, you can't do this.
It's because you're a guy.
No, No.
It is.
That's not always a true
thing. Parents don't be letting girls out the house.
I mean, Dominican parents don't be letting the girls out the house.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
I couldn't even go to the corner store by myself. But anyway, this is about you.
But yeah, like, I'm a little bit of both. I mean, I like my me time. I like to be around people. And yeah, it's just like, I don't even know how to explain. Like, there are times where I don't want to talk to people. I want to be secluded. So I lock myself in, you know, and I do what I do.
All right. So I have 8 signs here. 8 signs that you're an introvert. And you're going to tell me which one agrees with your spirit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first one is being around lots of people drains your energy. Is that you?
Yeah.
Why are you lying?
There are times where it changes my
Why are you coming at him? Just ask the man the questions and let him answer. Always coming at Ben.
I just never seen him like be drained. Ben's is the guy who's in the crowd like, hey, how you doing? Like,
but maybe he's not like drained where you will see, like, he can interact with people. He's good at it.
I guess.
It doesn't mean he's not like, ugh.
He'll walk in and like he thinks he's Jorge Alorza. Like, hey, how you doing? My name's Ben's. Like, hi, I'm Ben's.
People like that.
I'm very personable.
A lot of people don't understand that though. Like, common manners, they're like,
what's
because
a lot of people have social anxiety. So they're like, why are you talking to me? But it's like, we're in the same room together. And
that's not to be confused with an introvert. People think that an introvert is like shy, and it's just not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Like, you could be a shy extrovert.
Yes.
Yes.
What are the other traits?
Of?
You just asked my man Ben's one question.
Oh, okay. The next one is you enjoy solitude, which you already said.
Yes, enjoy it a lot.
You have a small group of close friends. Would you agree?
I don't have, like, my close friends are my family.
Hello.
So and then that's the spark up team, that's it.
People often describe you as quiet and may find it difficult to get to know. You know what? You might be an introvert, like,
I'm
all the way
you.
Through.
No,
well, finish
I'm
the
both.
Questions
all
now.
All right. All right. 5, too much stimulation leaves you feeling distracted. Distracted and unfocused.
That is a false for me.
How so?
Just ask the man the question.
I'm trying to get to know bands here.
Well, get through the questions first and then let him explain.
6, you are very self-aware.
Yes, that
okay.
is.
7, you like to learn by watching.
I am an excellent learner.
Learning through observation?
By observation.
Okay. And the last one, you are drawn to jobs that involve independence.
Yes.
You're an introvert, my friend.
Introvert.
Congratulations.
That's nice.
What are traits of an extrovert? I just want to know, like...
Well, it's the opposite.
I could do a lot of the opposites, too. That's what I'm saying.
But you've matched every introvert trait, so you are an introvert. These are the signs.
Why are you telling him? Like, you're compartmentalizing.
Exactly. Him. You're putting me in one thing. Like, I know I'm both, because there are times where I'm, like, okay with being in a crowd. Sometimes I don't want to be in a crowd.
But that's like everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Where do you stand?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. You're an extrovert with introvert tendencies.
So therefore,
so that's everybody.
Yeah.
Not every... I feel like... I think it depends on the personality type, because you can be in... You know, your personality doesn't determine if you're an introvert or an extrovert. Because there's people that are like constantly like, what are we doing? It's lit. Like,
Yeah,
like,
but that could all be a cover up.
Right. So I'm saying. So it depends on your personality. Because if you're an extrovert and you need stimulation from other people, then you're going to continuously look for people to be around. Or like, you're the person who like knows everybody.
I am an extrovert because I do gain my energy from groups, but I also enjoy being on a team. So when I look for projects or things to do, I like to do it on a team. I don't mind individual work. It's not my preference though. And I think that's why I enjoy working in retail, and I enjoy working in groups on anything, because I just like to be part of a team, but I also like to lead the team. So I know that I'm an extrovert for that reason. But I think just want, like, having me time isn't being introverted. Like, everybody needs that. But also, everybody needs stimulation from other people. So it doesn't mean that you're an extrovert because you need stimulation maybe one day, but the rest of the day, you know what I mean? Like, everybody needs stimulation at some point, and everyone needs to be kind of like by themselves at one point. So it's like, when do you know that you're tipping the scale more one way or the other? Because I think it's at your core. Like, everybody needs their me time, and everybody likes to go out and have a good time or be stimulated by a group. But like, at your core, what do you value more? Do you value being in a group? Do you value being a team player? Do you value your solitude and me time? Do you value individualism? It's like, what... Okay. Which one do you value more? Like, we have all of them, but I value more being a part of a team than being doing individual work.
Okay, all right, I got 5 questions for you to determine if you're an extrovert. You ready?
I guess.
1, do you love to talk?
Hello. Yes, and I love to sing.
2, does socializing help you feel energized and inspired?
Yes.
Okay. 3, do you like to solve problems by discussing them?
Yes. I love that.
4, do people describe you as friendly and approachable?
Yeah.
I don't know. She can be a little bit of a savage.
I mean, don't like talk to me, but
what?
I'll talk to you.
Yo, can I just say
I like got talking a hug to people.
From Regina.
Oh yeah, that was nice.
You give great hugs.
I am not a hugger, but I have to hug my friends, you know?
You have to.
Because these are people I care like, about and love and help me develop. I feel like y'all deserve that, you know?
I feel you.
No
it's
lie.
The least you could do.
I was like, wow, this is really happening. Regina's giving me a hug. I almost cried.
All right.
Because I know how you see, like, I just know how much of a savage she is.
First of all, we're not.
So when I got that hug, I was like, whoa, this is something new.
Before we slander her. And the last one is, are you very open and easy to get to know?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think so.
No, actually. No. I can't really answer that because I've never tried to get
to know. That's a no for me, dog.
I'm not open and easy to get to know?
No. Bands. He was just talking about it. When we first started, wasn't she like a savage and was like, fuck you niggas.
Whoa. You see?
That's a little too much.
Exactly.
But I would say
like that?
I would say it took like, 2 years to get a single hug from Regina?
Okay.
2 years.
The question was, am I open and easy to get to know?
No, you're not.
Okay. And it don't matter because the other 4 was a yes. So
you're an extrovert.
I guess.
Yeah. All right. So you changed your mind based on the question.
I agree with what
them?
Regina was saying. Like,
what do you value more? Do you value really, your solitude and your me time?
Like, I like both, honestly. I'm a bit of both.
You can be an introverted extrovert or an extroverted introvert or an ambivert.
I don't know what any of these things mean.
An ambivert is smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, I think that's...
I think that I am an all the way extrovert because I love people. I love talking. I'm an open book. I will tell you everything and anything that you need to know. Only because I feel like... I mean, obviously there's personal things that I only tell a select few. Like my love life or, you know, things that have to do with my daughter. That I don't really share with a lot of people. But everything else, like, I don't know. I'm an open book. You can ask me literally anything and I will probably answer it. And I love talking. I could talk all damn day, especially about myself. So that's probably a different conversation for a different day. But yeah. But I do like time to myself because I feel like too much stimulation is exhausting.
You get overstimulated and then it's like,
yeah.
And now you're feeling too many things at once.
Also, I'm very emotional and I keep my like stress to myself most of the time. And so I use that time to myself to cope with it because I don't like to, I feel like I'm being a burden when I put like tell people my stress or what I'm going
through. Bija just sent something in the chat and it's so true. Boom. 9 signs you're an extrovert. 1, you like social gatherings. They have descriptions underneath, but I'm just going to read the points. You love a good conversation.
Check.
That's a must.
You are described as friendly and approachable.
Check. Well, you know what, though? Some people at my job, but also it's because they're white. They said that I don't look friendly.
I can imagine.
But, like, I'm just being serious. Yeah.
I mean, that's also
I'm supposed to be walking around like,
That's you have a large group of friends.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends.
You just can't be trusting anybody, though.
Yeah, but...
You like to talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't shy away from new experiences.
Okay.
That's you're me. Bored when you're that's alone.
Ugh, no, that's not me either. Sometimes. I can entertain myself.
You're a natural-born leader, and you speak your mind.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Facts.
So maybe you can be right in the middle.
I know I'm...
I'm bored when I'm alone, for sure. I'm just like, why? It's been 4 hours.
But there's like, you know, social media. There's fake company now. And like Netflix and Hulu.
Fake company is even worse than real company. Not even worse.
Yeah,
real company is amazing, obviously. But like, fake company? Get out of here. I don't know, y'all.
I think I'm leaning more towards extroverted.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like being an introvert is like, you're super self-aware. I think that because I don't really know who I am, I get like one of the questions where, do you get your inspiration from other people? I think that's why I like to be around other people because I'm constantly trying to be inspired to do something.
Right. Or say instead of something. Being self-inspired and
yes.
self-led,
yes.
self-motivated.
Yeah. And that's not me at all.
But I feel like the negative connotation to being an extrovert is that you're loud and you're extra and
like Lumpy.
And that, yes, Lumpy Space Princess. If you guys watch Adventure Time, you know my good people out there. But I think that there's a negative connotation to it, too. Like, you're an extrovert, so you're loud, you're extra, you always want to be the center of attention. And then sometimes people think without a group, you can't be yourself. You can't function. Mm-hmm. And you can't function. And I think that's not true. The same thing with being an introvert. The negative connotation is that you're shy, you have social anxiety, you don't like people, and you're not friendly or approachable. And that's not true either. It's just that you value your personal space. You get drained by being in groups for long periods of time. You just enjoy your me time. I feel that.
Also, like, me time, blech. You know, why have me time when we can have we time?
Facts.
You know what I mean? It's just like, what, you're gonna talk to yourself all day?
But that's Mo's an introvert. Wild.
Mo is lit. But you see, Mo is so self-aware. She's like a creative, you know? She has an outlet and she already knows what she likes to do and how to release.
But like, extroverts are also can be self-aware. Some of them probably aren't, but you can be self-aware and still be extroverted.
That's true. This is mad tricky.
I feel like I'm pretty self-aware. But, I mean, that can't just be a trait of introverts. And it's like, all the extroverts are just lost in the world. Like, you know what I mean? And then you have to mix, like, introvert, extrovert with personality. Because that's, like, a whole separate thing.
That is completely separate.
I think that's just another way to put labels on people, honestly.
I think it depends on the way you're raised, too. Like, you pick up a lot from your parents. Like, my mom is an extrovert all the way. Like, my mom is a person of the people. Like, I always tell her she should have ran for mayor, and she probably could have won.
She knows everybody.
She knows everybody. And, like, everybody loves her. And, like, she needs to be around people. Like, when she has too many days in the house, she's like, all right, I gotta get out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, these walls are annoying me.
And they're closing in.
And they're closing in, and I need to be out. And so I'm like the same. I'm the same way. I need people.
I like people.
People are fun. People are great. Not all, but you know, most.
My mom's like that too. But my mom's like the party starter. She's crazy.
Yes, life of the party was one of the definitions for an extrovert. Hey, mom. She's
girl.
Lit.
I can't. She really be having full on house parties. It's too much. Can't wear her. She's a hot mess. But I still love her. Just crazy.
Let me get to my favorite part of the show, which is pass me the aux.
Your favorite part, because we know the fans.
And today
love.
I'm not passing the aux. I'm throwing it at one of y'all.
Okay, and we're catching it. All right.
I'm throwing that at Christina today.
Ooh, okay. So my aux choice of the week is Icy by Young Thug. And it's on the On The Run LP.
How do you understand what they're saying on these?
Listen, songs? The man is gifted. The melodies on this man is like A1 sauce.
Facts.
And I'm really feeling that LP. I've been bumping it last week and this week. So
yeah, enjoy, because he's under an investigation.
Oh my God, that's right. We're going to talk about that on the wrap up. We'll save that for the wrap up. So Regina, I'm throwing it to you now.
My song of the week is Elevate by Drake.
Let's go.
I have not. I finally heard the album. I had not previous to this week because y'all love to ruin albums for everybody.
Facts.
And when it dropped, everybody was like, this is my favorite song. 56 minutes after.
It's like, how?
The album dropped. And I'm like, there's no way. So I took a couple months and I listened to it in full, both sides. And then y'all were having like War of the Sides. Like,
and
like
they're both
sides.
Equally as good.
But Elevate is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about ascending. And I feel that. Drake is forever piping up, which, like, I feel him. But, like, you really got enemies. Like, which is sad for you, but it's also, like, motivational.
All right, bands.
Well, I'm going to go with, no, I've been doing a lot of R&B. This is going to be my last week for a while that I'm doing R&B.
It's okay.
R&B
you don't
so good.
Listen, we're not judging you.
No,
you're
I'm
emotional.
Saying,
we get it.
I feel like I've been giving out too many R&B
vibes.
You know what I mean? So next time it's going to be a little on my rougher end.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Outside the Box, How About That by Ro James.
Ooh,
if y'all don't know about that, y'all need to wake up and smell
don't.
The coffee.
That's
but I have been listening
music.
To your playlist. I started from playlist number one.
It's off his EP, Smoke. Check it out.
I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's
Ro really James good. Is a beast. Slept on.
Yes.
Snooze. Too long.
You're right.
Oh, God.
So this Thursday, which is tomorrow for our listeners, Young Sir Scribe from Providence, Rhode Island is opening up for Ty Dolla $ign at RIC. Non-RIC students are $15.
No,
you know?
25.
Is it 25?
Yeah.
Rick's students are $10, so you know I'm gonna be in there. Small city flex. And it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so ladies, get your boobs checked. Check for those lumps. It's important.
And donate. Donate where you can, because there are a lot of people who are doing donations for different organizations and foundations. Donate if you can. I mean, don't feel compelled, but know or that even breast cancer is like one of the number one
even a dollar,
killers
a dollar
of African-American women.
Of like women, period.
Of just women, period. It's one of the top cancers that are taking our women out. We can't let that happen. You got to donate this money.
I don't know the exact date, but we do have a water fire weekend dedicated to breast cancer awareness.
Gloria Gemma.
When is it?
Gloria Gemma one. I think that's coming up soon.
That might be the third week.
That foundation has done
I think
a
that's
lot.
The last one we have other than
of the year. You're right.
Yeah, other than the one for the military, the Marines.
It's going to be brick out there, but yeah, we're going to be out there. I got my jacket.
Yeah, I think it's like.
And also, we have a huge announcement. Prepare your ears, okay? This is going to be a big deal. After I drop this announcement, I'm changing my number. I'm moving out my mom's house.
Girl.
And what?
If you don't just say this announcement.
All right, all right. You know, people like the hype, so I gotta hype it up. I don't know if anyone's familiar with a man named John Hope, perhaps, or Harrison Grisby, however you refer to him. He's having an event October 18th. I don't know the location yet. The location hasn't been dropped, but we have been asked to be the host of this event. Now, can we give ourselves a round of applause for that? Wow, wow, wow. Shout out to John Hope, who, like, you know, sees the glow from our stardom.
The potential.
I feel him on that all the way. So shout out to John Hope for that. And yeah, we'll give you guys more details as soon as we know the details. And Bands, you want to take us out?
With that said, it's a wrap. There's not much left to say.
Yes!
See y'all next time.
Yes, and then when we come back next time, we might have a little special guest for y'all.
Oh, yup.
Let's see what happens. Until then, we should listen to some Tina Turner to take us out.
No.
If you guys don't know this about me, I love me some Tina Turner.
It's a wrap, y'all.
Not but City Limits.
Wrap it up, dog.
You already... No. You already know.
How did
wrap Joe it up, Dave Chappelle?
No, the Migos.
Close it. Mm-hmm. We'll wrap it up then.
Close it.
Nah, it's a wrap.
Thank you for tuning into an episode of Spark Up PVD. And if you haven't subscribed already, what are you waiting for? You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or SoundCloud. And don't forget to follow us on all social media at Spark Up PVD.